This is NHL Radio.
Well, and speaking of the Habs, Bill, you're in your efforts to buy the franchise.
Yeah.
You have to decide and kind of work out your economics because you want to buy the $100,000 motorcycle and you want to buy the Canadiens.
Right.
So, I mean, some of that's going to have to come out of petty cash.
I have to go into a budget meeting with my checkbook. Won't take long. I'll get back to you. No, carry the one, bring down the two. No. Okay.
Well, the man behind that beautiful motorcycle that sits right downstairs here at the NHL store, powered by Reebok, is Paul Tuttle, Sr. from Orange County Choppers. And he joins us right now because that money that from that motorcycle is going to go to charity eventually. And we're going to focus on that bike and the NHL on the premier edition of that program tonight. Paul, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Fantastic. Glad to have you along. Tell us about putting together that NHL motorcycle. It's a piece of work. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it was a cool project for me, you know, because it's kind of like old school, you know?
Yeah.
So I had fun doing it, you know, and Rod, I can have a hard time, Gilbert,
yep.
Okay.
Hall of Famer, former New York Ranger.
He was here. He was a real cool guy. He was there also when we unveiled the bike, so it was a pretty cool project. We had fun doing it, you know?
Hey, you were born in Yonkers. Is that where you were raised? Because the trouble you're having with Rod Gilbert's name is an indication, Paul, that you weren't maybe the greatest New York Rangers fan ever.
You got that right.
How young were you when you got into to building bikes?
You know what? I didn't really start until my early 20s, believe it or not.
The idea just hit you one day to go into making these unbelievable bikes that had become art forms?
You know, it's kind of like I had this steel fabricating business for 28 years, you know?
Yeah.
And I started that from scratch. And, you know, my first partner was a motorcycle enthusiast, you know? And back then, you didn't have aftermarket parts, so you had to do everything yourself, you know? So I used to watch him do that stuff, and that's, I think, where I started to really get an interest in doing that, you know?
How'd the TV show start?
The TV show started they already had done a show on the West Coast, which was Jesse James. I don't know if you know who that is, but
yeah, I'm a big fan of your show, but I don't remember that.
Well, now he did the first.
Baldy watches it.
He was the first guy to do a motorcycle show, and it was very successful. So they asked the producer to find somebody on the East Coast, and the guy was looking through the website and saw a picture of me. And he called up and said, do you want to do a one-hour documentary? I said, okay. They said, I'll see you in 3 days.
But do most people not think that Orange County is from California? Okay. And I think you got, don't you have some ink on your right arm, a tattoo that signifies that Orange County Choppers is East Coast?
I do, New York, exactly. I had it done on TV. It says Orange County Choppers, New York.
And I noticed in a photograph that you were married in a sleeveless tux. Now, is that to show off the tats or just to show off the gun show, or what was the deal there?
Both.
Well, guess what? It worked.
And I'm holding up your book here, Paul, The Ride of a Lifetime. And is this basically a microcosm of what we see on the show, only the long version of the story of kind of where you've come from and where you're going?
You know what? The book is basically, yeah, it's sort of like a biography, but it's based on 38 years of being in business, and it's based on some of the principles that that I developed over the 38 years. And so it's 20 principles and 20 chapters on each principle. So it's a real simple book, you know what I mean? But it has a lot to say, I think, and there's a little bit for everybody in that book, you know?
How about the show tonight, the premiere, the season premiere of Orange County Choppers? And I was shocked to read, as one of the teasers, that you fire one of your sons. And you're always at it with Paul Jr. You seem to get along with Mikey, and he's really easygoing. Does one of your sons get fired tonight?
Yes, he does.
Whoa.
Nice.
And also, I know that there's a lot of fights in hockey games.
Yeah.
They don't touch this one.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Dropping the gloves.
Don't even touch this one, man.
unbelievable. Well, I understand that some of the confrontations and arguments that you guys had, you even put together in DVD form and marketed that.
Yes.
Well, I know why, because I watch. How do you think your temper would be if you wore skates, like as a hockey player? Could you see yourself as a hockey guy?
You know what? That's a pretty rough sport, man. I don't know. Those guys are nails, man. I give those guys the utmost respect, man. You know, those guys, I don't know what's tougher than that.
He's right. He's right.
You know what I mean? I mean, those guys, you know, there's boxing and there's, you know, the cage fighting, which is probably a little bit above that. But these guys, man, they're going at it bare-fisted. And they're, you know what, I just can't believe how many times a guy can take a shot and stand up. These guys blast each other like 15, 20 times in the face, and they just skate off the ice. How do you do that?
That's Bill. He's been there.
Well, the scariest guys, Paul, were the guys that didn't mind getting punched in the face, and there are a few of those out there. So there are scary guys that play. Back to your bikes for a second. Are there any NHLers that are riding Orange County Chopper bikes?
You know, there are. If you ask me their names, I can't tell you, but yeah, there are. Yeah, they are. We've done a few of them, you know.
Is each one of the bikes kind of your, like another child being born, and one of your babies? I mean, you see, there's such great detail, such great attention to detail. They're beautiful, beautiful works of art. I mean, are they all special to you, or are they just another bike?
No, they're all special. It's hard. It's like they're hard to part with. I was going to say it's kind of like parting with your kids, but I think it's more like parting with your dog. It's harder.
Very nice. Hey, what time tonight on the Learning Channel?
9 o'clock tonight, and it's really a cool bike that we built for the whatchamacallit. We do a B-2 bomber bike, which is really cool for Northrop Grumman.
Yep.
Very cool bike, very cool bike.
Well, I'll tell you what, hockey fans can watch a preview of the Chopper episode on the Hockey Show on NHL.com today.
Yeah, it's all, and that's also incorporated in there, which is, I pretty much build that whole bike, the NHL bike. So it's I'm telling you, it was a lot of fun building that bike, you know?
Paul, which son did you fire?
Paulie.
You fired Paulie. Does he get hired back? Is he going to get hired back?
You're going to have to watch the show, aren't you?
Yeah, I expected nothing less
there
from you.
There you go. A nice little tease.
By the way, but it was Michael that said that you were Martha Stewart on a motorcycle because you're such a neatnik, right?
Yes, yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is true, and that's part of the flare-ups that we have is because he's a slob, you know, and I'm a neat freak, and everybody that works for me is a neat freak, so... When he's involved in a build, there is just crap all over the place, and he doesn't, you know, like at the end of the day, he just leaves it there, you know, and half of it's not his stuff.
I got a son like that too, you know that.
Hey, Paul, we look forward to the show tonight, and we're gonna put you on hold because we want to chat with you, and we have a couple things we want to pass along to you.
Okay.
But 9 o'clock tonight on the Learning Channel, and folks can see a preview on the Hockey Show on NHL.com. We look forward to Orange County Choppers, and I know Bill will be taking a peek during the playoff coverage as well to check out the show.
You bet. Thanks, Paul.
All right. Thank you, guys.
For more podcasts, check out NHL.com. This is NHL Radio.